This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect radio, and if you ever fancied going horse racing, but being vision impaired, you weren't really sure how to go about it, well, today we might have a possible solution for you, as joining me is Bruce Barham, chair of the Blind Racegoers Club, who's been a chair of the club for over 20 years. Let's first of all talk about the background here. How did you get into horse racing?
Well, I got in because I used to take a blind person racing with the club more than 20 years ago. And eventually I became the secretary, the treasurer, and then the chairman of the club. But the idea that horse racing was of interest to blind people came about quite by chance, because in the early 1970s there was a lady called Caroline Ramsden, and she lived in Hampstead, and she used to read books for the blind in those days. And she happened to say to one of her customers that she was going racing at the weekend. And he said to her, "Oh, I've never been racing and I'd love to go." And she said, "Well, I'll take you then." And she did just that. And he had an absolutely marvelous day out. So she decided to try and extend it. So the next time she got 12 blind people together with some of her friends and took them to a London race meeting. And it all went absolutely marvellously. They really enjoyed their day out. And so it continued on from there. And one of her friends was a lady called Valerie Friedman, and she was very well connected in the racing world because her husband was a gentleman called Louis Friedman, and his horse won the Derby. It was called Reference Point. It was trained by Sir Henry Cecil and ridden by Steve Cawthon in the 1980s. And she set about raising some funds for the club so it could continue, because up until that point, Caroline Ramsden was funding it herself. And so she set up this group, raising the money for the club, and it's continued ever since. And we've been now going for 50 years, and the RNIB help us tremendously with looking after the funds and investing them for us, so that we can draw that down and pay for our day out. We did extend it at one stage to the northwest of England as well, and it was a great success up there, but our funds don't extend to that these days, and I know that the RNIB would like to extend it up there, but anyway, that's we're mainly concerned with London.
What happens on a typical race day with the club?
Well, we have two ways to access the meeting. One is by minibus, which we do for some meetings if it's a fair way, and the other is by train. We meet people at the station as they arrive at the race course, because some of the race courses have stations themselves, and or people can come with a carer in a car, and we meet them at the race course there. So we all get together at a meeting. There's usually 16 of us, so there's usually 8 carers and 8 blind people for each meeting, and we then go in as a group and settle down, and we might have some lunch, or we might we certainly have a little drink to start with, and we then have a little flutter on the horses for everybody. But it's not only about having a flutter, it's a nice day out. And it really is more than the flutter, because it's about networking as much as anything. And many of the people who have come have made friends for life and really look forward to the day out. And we have about 6 meetings a year. We've got 6 meetings this year, certainly. We're going twice to Kempton Park, then we're going to Ascot, We're going to Sandown Park, we're going to Newbury, and we're going to Epsom. Meetings start in April.
What are your future hopes for the racing club?
Well, I mean, it's really to extend it to the next generation because, you know, as it's been going for 50 years, you know, we really know that people enjoy it, and you know, the idea is to extend the life of the club and also to expand its horizons. Really, there was a time when we had the funds where we used to actually go to racing stables and meet some of the trainers, and we even every year we used to be invited to Ascot by De Beers, the jewellery people, and we were presented to Her Majesty the Queen Mother.
If people were looking to get involved with the Blind Racegoers Club, how can they go about that?
Okay, well, that is, they should contact the RNIB through London SE Connection at rnib.org.uk, and they will pass the details on to us. What we do is we talk to people to see if they're happy to come along, and to also to say to them we cannot meet people at remote locations. We have to all meet at a central point. If we're coming by train, that's often Clapham Junction, or it can be Clapham Junction again. If we're going by minibus, it's a central point that we use. We do have some stipulations that the racecourse is set on us. They ask us to, you know, to conform with certain dress codes at places like Ascot and Epsom. And, you know, our members have to behave as they would be expected. And that's set down in our constitution, actually, that people must apply to these requirements set by the racecourse, which I think is fair enough, really. And it's worked for all those years, and they're very pleased to see us.
That is excellent. Well, Bruce Barham, thank you very much for joining us here to talk about your Blind Racegoers Club here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, well, thank you, Hubert, and I really look forward to hearing from anybody who's interested, with their carers, of course, and we'll take it up from there. Thank you so much for your time, Hubert.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.